You're trapped in this cycle of feeling like you're facing impossible challenges and you have no way out.
Welcome to the Quiet Wealth Podcast, where we talk about money mindset, how not to be broke, simple step-by-step strategies to conquer your finances, and the entrepreneurial spirit that will get you there. Your host, Camilla Jeffs, has been a student of money for over 20 years. She started out broke and has built real wealth for her family through steps you can copy. Camilla is on a mission to help thousands of people just like you build true financial stability.
Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited to talk to you today. And today we have a short but great episode, and we're going to talk about scarcity versus abundance. Now, this is something that I wanted to highlight on its own. So we go through lots of mindset changes as we are growing and changing. And so one of the things I want to do is help you to get through these mindset shifts that you need to make to allow more wealth and abundance into your life. And so one of the big ones for me that I've really had to work on so hard is scarcity thinking. And so how do you even know if you have a scarcity mindset? Well, number one, you're always worrying about money. You're just in this constant state of worry that you're not going to have enough, that you've got to pay the bills, but you don't know if you're going to have enough money to pay the bills, and how are you going to put food on the table? Always worrying about money. And even if you have a good paycheck or you have a good income coming in, you're still worried about money because you're worried about, well, I might have a big expense come in a couple of months, and so I gotta hoard my money and keep it so I can't do anything with it. So that's one way to determine if you have a scarcity mindset. Another way is if you're stuck in comparison mode. So if you're constantly comparing yourself to other people and trying to measure up against other people, that is telling you that you have a scarcity mindset. And I went through this, and I really struggled with this, especially in the beginning as I began to build my business, SteadyStream Investments. I would look at other people who had similar businesses to mine, and they were probably a couple years ahead of me, and I would compare myself to them. Well, how helpful is that? It's not. It's really not helpful, because my journey is just beginning and they're already well on their way and they've learned a bunch of things along the way. While I am in the beginning, really the best thing to compare yourself to is yourself. Just compare yourself to yourself 6 months ago. Okay, what did 6 months ago Camilla, how was she doing, and what was she working on, and how have I grown over 6 months? Another way to determine if you have a scarce mindset is if your first emotion is jealousy. I hope this isn't hard to hear. So if that first emotion is jealousy, so you see someone that, say they bought a new car, and your first emotion is, oh, I really want a new car. I have to drive this old one. And I just really want that. That means you're in scarcity mindset. Another way to determine that is that you feel like you've beat everyone else when you have success. And it's funny to think about it that way. Like when you play a board game, and if you win, I'll confess, I like to win. I love winning, and I like to be the winner of all the board games, and I'm that parent that plays their heart out in every single board game or card game and wastes my kids until they get old enough that they can actually try and beat me. And I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, Camilla, really? Yes, really. I like to win. But the thing is, if you are winning in life and winning at what you're doing, you're scarce. You have scarcity mindset because you feel like you've beat everyone else when you have success. Like, haha, in your face, here I am, I made it here. That's actually scarcity mindset. And finally, the last one to determine if you have scarcity mindset is that you are negative about why you can't reach your goals. Think of all the excuses that you make. Well, my goal is to be able to do 20 push-ups in a row, and you're not getting to that goal. And you're like, well, it's just because I'm just so tired today. I didn't get enough sleep last night, or my arms are hurting, or I got a sunburn, and so now I just it's just too hard. Like, this is just too hard. Maybe I should change my goal to be 15 push-ups instead of 20. And that's scarce mindset. So scarcity mindset, you're trapped in this cycle of feeling like you're facing impossible challenges and you have no way out. That is scarcity thinking. Well, what is abundant instead? What is abundant thinking? Well, abundant thinking is where you believe that there are enough resources to go around and you don't have to fight for them.
You don't have to fight somebody else off to get what you need or want.
So if you have a scarce mindset, I'm going to teach you how to break it. Okay.
So the first thing that you can do is think about how much you already have. Do you have a place to live? Do you eat every day? Do you have a job? Well, guess what? If you answered yes to all three of those, you're already richer than most people in the world. It's true. Okay. So I want you to take out a piece of paper or use your phone or make a mental list, but I want you to write down everything you already have, right? Your list could look like, I have a house. I have food. I have clean air. I have a job that pays the bills. I have a pet. I have a blanket that keeps me warm. I have children who make me laugh and make me crazy sometimes, but are very loving, right? I have good friends. I'm healthy enough to be able to walk around. There's so many things that you can write down that you already have, okay? Wealth doesn't always mean money. Remember, we've talked about this a little bit. You can be rich in health, relationships, and opportunities. And so that feeling of abundance can just wash over you as you continue, you know, getting your money together. You can still have abundance mindset when you're living paycheck to paycheck. It's not only when you're wealthy that you have an abundant mindset. You have to actually get an abundant mindset before to be able to allow wealth to come into your life. Okay, the second thing you can do is stop the comparison game. You gotta run your own race. You've gotta focus on you. It's only you. It's all about you. And other people are not thinking about you. Only you are thinking about you. And so we have to stop comparing ourselves to others and compare yourself to yourself. Are you better today than you were yesterday? The third thing you can do to change this scarcity mindset is to use affirmations, okay? I know some people like think they're dumb, but it's really just about retraining your brain. And sometimes your brain needs to hear your mouth say things in order to retrain it, okay? So your mindset is kind of a broken record if you're in scarcity and it's telling yourself all of these things that are negative and unhelpful and they're thinking errors. So now instead, you've got to tell your brain something different. Tell your brain things like, I have everything I need. That immediately, when I say that out loud, it gives me calm and gives me pause to say, you know what? I do have everything I need. Another one you can tell yourself is, I am enough. I am enough. And I spoke about this in my church congregation the other day about how you are enough just as you are. There's no reason, you don't have to be something different than you are to be loved by God, to be loved by people. I am enough. Another affirmation is, money comes easily to me. Money comes easily to me. Tell yourself that over and over and it will happen. I promise, friend, it will happen. Repeat those over and over, right? Whenever you're feeling stressed, repeat them again. Some of the hacks can work, right? So I want to try something right now. I want you to smile right now. Just that facial expression, it boosted your mood, didn't it? Even just a little bit. It boosted your mood a little bit. Even if you don't feel like smiling, even if you're listening to me on this podcast while you're driving to the grocery store and you're grumpy because you forgot milk and your kid's mad about it. Smile, force yourself to smile, and all of a sudden your mood lifts just a little bit. Quick little trick. And then finally, find more gratitude for the small things. I love this concept, and I started a gratitude journal a while back. And when I started this journal, of course, when you like write down five things you're grateful for. So, of course, it's easy to be like, I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my house. I'm grateful for food, right? These all broad, big things. But I want you to be grateful for the small things. For example, I'm grateful for the little coffee cup I saw that was randomly sitting outside while I was running, and it had a smiley face on it, and it brought me joy. And I wrote that in my journal. Okay, I wrote down, I loved when my daughter gave my son a hug, because that doesn't happen all the time. And they actually hugged and were kind to each other. Write that down, right? Find more gratitude. Gratitude is such a great way to train your brain to be in abundance mindset. And then you can live more calmly and peacefully. But remember, you cannot receive what you don't give. So whatever you think people might be withholding from you, if you're stuck in scarcity mindset, well, how can you get out of that? Give it to them, right? Things like your time, your attention, your love. If you want your spouse to hug you, hug your spouse, right? Give it to them, right? You have to acknowledge the good that is already in your life, because that is the foundation for all abundance. And that gets you from scarcity to abundance. So you can start expanding your mind and opening it up to what the universe and what God wants to send your way. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please share it with a friend. We want to share the wealth, not just keep it to ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Quiet Wealth Podcast. If you want more, head on over to CamillaJeffs.com/podcast to get the show notes and dive into other juicy episodes. While you're there, be sure to grab the free guide to building wealth. And if you know a friend who is struggling with money, please send this episode to them. Let's share the wealth in as many ways as we can. Until next time, wishing you much success.